I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
And when he's prancing around, that is really what's going to be in my nightmares. Oh.
Yeah, he's Art the Clown who's let himself go a little bit.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats Dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I imagine if Art the Clown could talk, this is what it sound like.
508 Dexter. I can't listen to this nonsense. I'm gone. Yeah, no. Apologies that some people like Halloween.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course, Art.
Where is the Dexter going?
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah, we can hear from U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Hi. Can't start crying because I have green all over my face.
You have no idea. Do you watch the news?
I do.
Okay, how do you pronounce his last name?
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Tom Brady gets replaced by a karate instructor, and Curtis still thinks he's God's gift. God, does he suck. Would it kill the guy to smile once in a while?
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right. What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
What it do?
How you doing, Wiggy?
What up? What up?
Can you please leave Courtney alone when it comes to her wagering success or non-success?
Let me tell you, not my best work last night. And also, you know how people say, let go, let God, or give it up to God?
Uh-huh.
No longer for me, it's let go, let Curtis. Because Curtis nails it every single time. Yeah. Sorry, Shime.
No, guy's on a heater. When he's on a heater, you can't knock him.
Yeah. You can't even talk to him. When Curtis has a no-no going, you don't even look him in the eyes.
You just jinxed it, Greg. What are you doing?
An underrated element of the initial hangover was the father of the bride being like, if you're on a heater, you stay in Vegas. it's called logic. If something looks out of place, it's that way for a reason.
I mean, I know you had Well, you missed everywhere, I think, on that. How many legs was it last
six.
Night? Okay.
I hit on two of the six.
You had the Texans.
I had the Texans winning,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Did the Garrett Wilson over 62 yards
receiver? Remember, I had already locked it by then. You have very selective memory.
I told you the Rodgers one. You missed that one by a minute, right?
Yep, I missed Rodgers. You told me that was going to be a lock.
The 187.
Actually, no, I hit on Rodgers.
Oh, you did hit on Rodgers.
Rodgers passing yards under 233.5, and Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns over 1.5.
That's what I gave you.
But C.J. Stroud passing yards over 225.5 didn't hit, and C.J. Stroud passing touchdowns over 1.5 did not hit. Anytime touchdown, Breece Hall also did not hit.
That one, the C.J. Stroud one was weird, because usually has a better game than that. But the Jets defense decided to show up last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an expectation of greatness.
Yeah, they're back.
It's the cayenne pepper drink.
And Greg, I don't know if you remember, but Shime's lock was the Bruins over the Hurricanes.
I definitely did not pick that. Holy smokes.
I didn't see what happened last night. I had the Bruins losing by over 5 goals last night.
Now you cashed.
Okay,
well
great.
Done.
Yep. Good. I mean, it's disgusting. I don't know what's going on. They are a much better hockey team, talent-wise, than they show last night or in any of their last five efforts on the ice.
No energy. When you watch them play, they're just
it's wild. It's like they almost don't, and nobody's saying anything. I haven't heard this anywhere, but it's like they don't want to play for Jim Montgomery, which is they already got a coach fired, although Jake DeBrusk is gone, and so are some of the others who wanted Bruce Cassidy out of here. But doesn't it look to you like they don't want to play for Jim Montgomery?
No juice, no energy, nowhere. Carolina look like it looks like almost in every game that they play, the other team is at a different speed level than they are. They just no juice, no. What was it? The second or third period? Might have been the second period. At one point, it was like 9-1. And it's just like, I mean.
It's exactly what you and Mike Milbury talked about yesterday. I thought it was a great question where it was like, did they get bigger but slower? And that's exactly. I'm sorry. That was a Greg question.
Yeah, that was a great
I'm very
question.
Sorry.
Please.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew that
fine.
If it was that good of a question, it came from our leader.
I don't care who gets the credit.
No, I'm sorry.
Right.
You had a great question, and Mike Milbury nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, this team doesn't look energized. It just doesn't look like you said, there's something going on.
Is up with the Bruins.
Yeah, even Jim Montgomery doesn't, in his facial expressions, like the way he was walking off the ice
almost, almost like Linus was a real important piece to Swayman being as great as he was.
I know. It's way too early to be talking about this stuff, but did you keep the wrong goaltender?
I just don't think they're very good. But I would add one crazy stat I saw last night. So the great 2 years ago, the season that was the record-setting Bruins season, most points in NHL history.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Through 11 games, the Bruins have half as many regular season losses as that team did all season long.
All season long.
They have 6.
Wow.
That team only had 12. Mm.
But, Curtis, when you say they're not very good, you added in significant areas to this team in the offseason. And then you didn't really subtract other than Linus Allmark.
Yeah, and you moved on from people that I don't think anybody was clamoring to have back. I don't think at the beginning of this season, I think most people would have said they got better on paper. And I don't think anybody would say they're worse on paper this year than they were last year. You added Elias Lindholm. You obviously Zadorov,
he looks really, really slow.
Yeah, so
he looks really, really.
But everybody was excited for him, and everybody was excited for some of those moves. But I don't know. And we asked this question. Everybody, I think you said it, Greg. Or maybe you and Shime are going back and forth. You said they did have the talent. I think Shime said maybe he didn't think they did it. Had talent.
Well, they have the talent to be better than last place. I thought going into the season they should have had the talent to at least get to the conference finals,
right?
Be one of the 67 playoff teams that make it in the NHL. So I don't know. It's just I can't imagine a texter on the Subaru of New England text line said I brought up Christmas yesterday as the maybe the departure day for Jim Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
The texter says it could be Monday.
Wow.
I just don't know how he survives this.
Preseason, they were in the but right around the cusp of being in the top third of the odds. So it's okay. Not like they were favored to win the cup, but Wiggy's right. They're a better team than what they've shown. I would love to see Cam Neely coach. I know it's not going to happen, but if you want to, seeing him behind the bench, just chucking water bottles at people.
So he's going to go down and do it himself.
Right. Like just give him some cayenne pepper water and a water bottle and just get him out there. But Greg, I have to just get something out of the way,
yes.
If it's okay. Oh, first of all, one of the truly most enjoyable nights as a dad was last night with James and Southie.
Ah.
It was so beautiful. Everybody was so nice.
Did you guys go to the Southie Children's Halloween Parade, which takes over the whole entire neighborhood?
We did not. We went to K Street, which is the best street in the world. It was a little much. But got James in the wagon, dragged him along. There he is on Twitch if you want to see Dr. James.
All right.
And as you guys know, a really cool reason why James wanted to be a doctor because of somebody. So it was really sweet. And then we FaceTimed. And then we FaceTimed Nana, and she was showing him off to everybody. It was a great day. But today is a great day.
Hold on. How many pieces of his candy did you consume last night?
So it was a really hard concept for James to grasp, which is you don't eat them as you get them.
Mm.
The behavior was really bad. I don't know if it was like 5,000 pounds of sugar, but he kept getting Whoppers, which are awful.
Whoppers. I like the Whoppers.
Ew.
Oh,
terrible.
God, I was just like, James, how are we related? But there was a decent amount of Reese's Pieces by me.
Excellent.
A great
Excellent.
Night. No, but people are just so nice, and the weather was so perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sure the party last night was awesome.
It was great. We had an excellent time last night, and a couple hundred people showed up and celebrated Halloween and raised some money for the Greg Hill Foundation.
Your costume was also 10 out of 10.
Oh, well, thank you.
Except I will say a weird move. Usually when somebody wears one of those, like, furry, one-piece suits, he was
I'm not a furry.
Well,
right. I am not.
Welcome to the club, Greg.
I did this entire thing for my beloved, and it was a joke at my expense, and I am fine with that.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
But usually when somebody wears that, they wear a short sleeve t-shirt, like a white t-shirt in case they get hot. Greg Hill, zero clothes underneath his suit.
Of course I would go raw dog under
raw
that.
Diggity.
It was 100 degrees out.
Yeah, oh, smart move.
I perspire a lot.
Yeah, as long as you have some drawers on, all that matters.
I would guess that nobody will be able to wear that costume again if that's what you're asking.
That was the first time T-Rex had Axe body spray.
It's Gregosaurus. Get it right.
Oh, God.
Like, we need more things with your name on it. My God.
Gregosaurus.
Wiggy, we missed you.
Yeah, I got caught up.
I saw on the news this morning, Channel 7 was in Salem.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm not going to say whether or not it is Wiggy, but someone who looked a lot like Wiggy was seen on the news this morning.
In Salem?
Oh, really?
In Salem.
You never know.
I sent it to Mitch.
Okay.
If you're just watching now
on
Twitch.
That guy's white.
Nope, not him. Not him.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Oh, that's Art the
that
looks that like
was Art the Clown.
That's Art the Clown kissing a rando.
Yeah,
you never know. I get around, I get out to Salem. It is Halloween.
I mean, I had to take a double take. I said, "Well, now we know why Wiggy wasn't at the party."
Oh my God, that's identical.
There you go. And that could be the beautiful Mrs. Wiggins underneath that costume.
Can we just get to the most important thing? Yes. 34 years ago today, our very own Greg Hill debuted on WAAF.
34 years? That doesn't seem possible, Curtis.
Oh my gosh.
It's popping up everywhere this week. 34.
Wow. 34 years ago. It seems like it was just yesterday.
It's not just the age difference between Bill and his girlfriend. It is how many years Greg Hill has been on the radio. And I have a game for later. We can get into it. But I thought it might be fun, sort of boomerish.
Yeah.
A game for maybe Courtney and Shime.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you're interested, maybe later on in the show.
I am interested. Maybe at 8:30 we can play that game.
That sounds great.
1990
wow. was a great year, Wiggy. 1990 was a great year.
You've been doing this longer than I've been alive.
Same.
That is sad. Yeah. That is really, it's awful when you hear about it.
Wow, so you debuted that show right before your birthday, too.
Yes.
That's a cool little.
Yes.
Wow. I was a freshman in high school in 1990.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, can we stop? That's
Curtis, where were you?
1990? I was not yet in England. I was in Dover, Mass. at Chickering School. Very lovely place. I got sent to the principal's office all the time. It was awful.
Like, shoot me now. Oh, don't they put down horses that reach a certain age or something? Like,
Blue Factory.
Might be time for that.
Where do you think that gorilla glue comes from?
It just flew by the way, too. It seems like it was just yesterday. There I was, a young man. How old was I? 24 years old. My whole entire life ahead of me.
Huh?
Wow.
Having no idea where I would end up, what I would end up doing, mm-hmm. what would happen to me, and it was, in an instant, it's gone.
No, you still got it. Look at Joe. Joe's what, a buck? He's a hundred?
Yeah, Joe Landry is 100 years old.
Right, so you still got plenty of juice.
I have a lot of years left, I guess. I hope.
Yeah, but I mean, what's more impressive, the Hillman or going to serve your country? By the way, the Twitch chat is undefeated. I talk about, bringing James and it was a great night. This guy goes, isn't Christmas the better holiday to be a dad?
Well, I mean, I think maybe it is, but I don't. I mean, they're all great.
An odd way to begin a Friday morning.
Kids love candy, but they do love gifts.
They do.
I love this place.
Well, as Curtis mentioned, you can watch this show today and any day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and the same with YouTube.
What a day.
And we are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. They said it coming up at 7. And that's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss what Aaron Rodgers said he had to do mentally to make greatness happen last night. So we'll get to that and the rest of what they said yesterday at 7. Jelani Tavai will join us on a Patriots Friday at 7:30 this morning. And it is up in the air when it comes to who the starter will be for the New England Patriots. So you can talk about that all day long here today on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And we will talk about the New England Patriots with Jelani Tavai at 7:30. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And there has unfortunately been a Legionnaires disease outbreak. And it may limit Wiggy's hot tub activities this weekend. So that and the rest of the news coming up. But yes, Shine.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is Legionnaires disease?
Oh, Shine. When I was a young man, I think in the 1970s, there was a Legionnaires convention. Do you know what the Legionnaires are?
No idea.
As in the American Legion?
I think the Legionnaires are a different thing, but I may be incorrect about that. Remind me, the Shriners are the guys who wear the tiny little hats and have the tiny little cars. Am I right about that?
They wear those little red hats. I just know that from the Shriners Bowl.
It's the worst group to ask these questions.
Yeah, right.
It has like the little half moon, I believe, on it.
Right, so there was a convention somewhere, and mysteriously 100 people or something became extremely violently ill at the convention, and so they couldn't figure it out for a long, long time, but then they figured out that the cause of it was like the air vents at the hotel or something like that. And so
can it kill you?
I think it can kill you.
Yeah, anything can kill you, Courtney. You should know that by now.
I don't want you to have any anxiety about the Legionnaires.
No hot tubs for me.
Add that to the list. I'm sure you're going to wake up every morning now and immediately run to the doctor and get the Legionnaires test. Yeah. Is there a Legionnaires disease test that one can take?
They don't know. You don't have strep, no COVID. Yeah. I'm like, what about Legionnaires?
Is there a swab I could do at home for that?
Yeah, I think there's an at-home kit you can get.
Yes, you can. You go to CVS. They still have some Legionnaires tests left. All right.
Did you see Ken, Dr. Fauci? I loved it. I thought it was on the nose last night.
I didn't see the Dr. Fauci costume, but all right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins drop another one on the season with an 8-2 loss on the road to the Hurricanes. Pasta had the two assists in the game and knows it's a team effort. Here's what he had to say after.
The Monty just trying to get us going. So, obviously it doesn't work. So, the mixing lines need to happen. So, personally, I have no problem with it. I can read up anybody. But, you know, it's just, I said, right now it's not about the combination. We are not good enough as a team, and that's where it starts.
We are not good enough as a team.
We are not good enough as a team.
Yeah. Swayman was in goal. He had 16 saves in the loss before getting pulled for Corpusalo, who had 13 saves when he came in. The Celtics are in North Carolina tonight to take on the Hornets. Tip is at 7 Thursday Night Football. So the Jets bounce back against the Texans. Final score 21-13. It is a Patriots Friday, like Greg said. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai at 7:30 ahead of the Pats matchup with the Titans at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Speaking of the Patriots, the Dodgers used their plane to fly back to the West Coast after winning the World Series. So the Patriots plane still transporting champions.
There it is.
Despite it not being a New England team or a football team.
They don't have no money for a plane. They spend all their money on Shohei and Yamamoto. Did the Dodgers not have a plane?
Well, they said the Patriots have two planes. The company that runs the planes, if the Patriots aren't using them, uses it elsewhere. So I don't know if it's the same company that the Dodgers may use for their transportation, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't free.
Yeah.
No. No, it wasn't.
It was weird, though, but when they were planning the flight, Garrett Cole wanted them to take off on a walkway as opposed to a runway. I don't feel like that's the right way to go. Thank you, Sean. It's
World Series humor. Love it.
Thank you.
Here in baseball, Lucas Giolito has exercised his $19 million player option for the 2025 season. And everyone's buzzing about Sugar Bee apples, now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Yes, Sugar Bee apples are just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And I thought you, Santo, and Harry. God, I always get Harry and Henry confused. Sorry. And Harry looked wonderful last night.
Thank you so much.
I got to tell you, they killed it with their costume. I didn't realize how obsessed you are with the Wizard of Oz.
Is that what you guys were?
Yeah, they were Dorothy and
the Tin Man.
The Tin Man.
And the Cowardly Lion.
And last night at the party, we were talking about how you would watch that. I was suggesting that in my younger days, that film was on every Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I watched
still
it all
is.
The time.
Yeah, it still is. Yeah. Okay. But no, this was my most watched movie as a child. My parents always thought I was a little messed up because it's a scary movie for kids.
It is kind of scary.
And it's all I ever wanted to watch over and over again. I think I was Dorothy growing up, 10 times.
All right. Tin Ear.
That's what I was. John Dennis called me Tin Ear.
You got to watch The Wiz now. That's a classic with Diana Ross.
I know. I do need to do that. Yeah.
Greg, when you celebrated Thanksgiving, did everybody still just go to Plymouth?
No, I was not there for the first Thanksgiving. Oh.
Well, it would have been nice. Yes. Close. 63 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 75. And Greg, later on, if you want money this weekend, I have my strongest lock of all time in college football.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. I'm in.
All right.
Look out.
We will get that later.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great one to start a Friday off, Sean. Well done. Love it.
Thank you, sir.
Love it.
I got a theme going today, Greg.
You do?
Yeah. After the first song, can you guess what it is?
For rejoins?
Yes, I do.
Cowboys cheerleaders?
No. What? Great guess, though,
that's
Courtney.
That's their dance.
Oh, is that to
that's
that song?
That's their main dance, yeah.
That was the Patriots song forever.
Yes, it was.
When they came on the field, I believe.
I would guess, because you're very good at your job.
Thank you.
It is all songs that came out in 1990.
Greg. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Well done. I didn't think you'd get that after the first one.
I have my wits about me.
Okay.
Well, that's
well
impressive.
Done. Well done on your part.
Thank
Sean.
You. Appreciate
all
it.
All right. So you're taking requests, I assume.
Yep. Any songs that were released in 1990.
Okay. When was Wyclef's Gone Till November released? Because ooh, it would be a good day for that.
I think that
was later. Yeah, that was probably
later
somewhere late 90s.
Yeah, probably late 90s.
That is a great
97.
Song. Great song.
Very apropos.
It really is, yes. Or November Rain. Ooh. I mean, it is the first day of November.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis has kindly pointed out that that I began my radio career hosting a morning show on WAAF 34 years ago today.
Like, we forget how old you are. That
I know. It really
wild.
Is. And my birthday Sunday, which is even more. The whole thing is, I don't even want to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
No. Big party tonight.
Yes, there is a little party tonight. Yep. Yes. I think, is everybody coming?
I'm coming.
I just want to.
Where is it again?
It's at Echelon.
Okay.
And, I just want to say no gifts. No gifts, please.
Mm-hmm. I already bought you a gift. Too late.
Well, you're just your presence is my present.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think.
You told Jackson to get there at 5?
Yeah, what's the start time again?
I think it starts at 7:30.
Okay.
I heard that food-wise, there's some exciting things in the
really?
Works. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, well, Totino's.
I would like to thank my beloved for organizing a little birthday bash.
Mm-hmm.
And just heads up, she thinks I'm turning 40. So if you could just please not tell her anything.
Is that why you made all those over-the-hill shirts?
But anyway, Curtis has a game.
I can't wait.
Game to celebrate 34 years.
It's called Could Greg Use It?
Could Greg Use It?
Right. Okay. And right. Don't. I mean, some things don't work today, but we don't have to get down that road.
Answer from the Twitch chat. Viagra.
I love the Twitch chat.
That's classic.
Was it
I didn't say
live?
That chime. I just I just made that up. What, Courtney?
Was it odd to live prior to Viagra? Like, were people really struggling?
I did live prior to Viagra. Yeah, that is true. I don't know what. I have no idea what old dudes did back then. I guess they just went without.
Yeah.
I would guess.
They had more stamina back then.
Yes, they did.
We're all you're soft
right,
now.
You're right about that. all right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is John Bon Giovanni, or whatever his actual real name is. Am I right about that?
Friend of the New England Patriots, John Bon Jovi.
Let it breathe for a minute, because it's Friday.
Wake up in the morning and I'll raise my weary head. I've got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only
Wiggy, is that from the soundtrack of Young Guns?
It might have been.
Emilio, was that Emilio Estevez
that was
in that film?
Yeah.
I think.
And Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yes. I believe that is what that is from.
That was a good movie.
Great job, Shime. And your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So there seems to be now some mixed reporting on Drake May, but he was at the beginning of practice yesterday, which leads me to believe that there's a strong chance he plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
I believe he will play on Sunday. I believe he should play on Sunday. And we might actually be able to get what we thought we were going to get against the Jets, right? He was off to one of the better starts he's had against the team this past Sunday before going out with the injury. I expect him to have similar results this Sunday, and hopefully maybe his receivers can catch the ball for him because he had two drops in the limited amount of passes he threw last week. And I'm excited to see him go against a Tennessee defense that is not very good. It's weird. They're like top 10 in yards allowed on defense, but when it comes to like quarterback rating allowed and EPA per play allowed, they're terrible. So it just means I think that the Tennessee Titans are starting, their defense at least, starting on a lot of short fields because the offense likes to turn the ball over. So this is the perfect opportunity for the Patriots to show that they're not quite one of the worst teams in football and that they're actually just a little bit better than that.
Any concern on your part that Alex Van Pelt yesterday basically echoed what Gerard Mayo said on this show Monday, and I'm paraphrasing, but that Drake May needs to take better care of himself when running the football? And does that, are you concerned at all that those guys limit that part of his game? And then, you know, if they keep limiting it and they keep being cautious about it, it ends up affecting the success of the player.
Well, I actually think Alex Van Pelt did a good job explaining it because, like, Drake did what he was supposed to do on Sunday. He slid. He just got hit while sliding, unfortunately. So Alex Van Pelt even said, you need to control your head level when you're sliding. So sometimes you may need to dive head first so that plays like that don't happen as frequently. And you know
what you have to do? You have to control the controllables.
And then on top of that, he was asked about designed runs. And he's like, yeah, we don't really want to do that. We don't want to take away his scrambling because that's part of his game. But we'll save the designed runs for those fourth and ones or the goal line situations and situations where you got to have it. And so if that's the plan, if Alex Van Pelt has those plays in his back pocket but just wants to wait for the right moments to use them, I'm in. That's cool. I'm fine with it. That's probably why we haven't seen it over the last couple weeks. And if that's the reasoning behind it, I totally get it, and I'm cool with it. And I think Alex Van Pelt explained it really well yesterday.
Okay.
I like the diving head first. I feel like that's a lot safer sometimes than sliding. You know, because guys, defenders generally jump out of the way if you do it last, you know, obviously. Yeah. And you could do it last minute.
All right, Sean, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Perfect way to lead into mine. I think Shine may be right, and I might be wrong about this. I think Drake may actually play, and the speculation and what I had thought would happen did not and may not occur. I would just ask Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, et al., what the hell was the plan then? It was all about protecting him. It was all about making sure Drake May would enter in the right situation. Now, a week removed from a concussion, you're rushing him to play an irrelevant game against the Titans. Make it make sense. It's almost like they're flying by the seat of their pants and they have no idea what they're doing. Because, listen, if he's fine and he can go, God bless him. But then what the hell was the first 6 weeks for?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's totally contradictory.
I there was no plan.
Right.
I mean, and to sit here and tell us over and over again that there was, as an explanation, was ridiculous.
Very odd.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, we'll see what happens Sunday, but I think you guys might be right. You might be seeing Drake May.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm more confident than I ever have been before that Chime and I have been right all along when it comes to Bill Belichick not returning to be a head coach in the NFL. And why, you may ask? Well, what was posted on Instagram yesterday from his gorgeous girlfriend, Jordan, about their Halloween costumes? If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the costume. Bill is a fisherman, and he caught his mermaid.
Yep.
This photo says it all.
Yes, it does. It says, pee-whipped is what
well,
it says.
Yeah.
I know. How did she get Bill Belichick to go out on a beach on Nantucket?
Right.
And participate in an Instagram photo shoot. Can somebody please explain to me? I mean, I think I know, but
he's in love. Like it is as clear as day.
He's in love.
He's in love. And credit to her, she doesn't give an F anymore. She's posting everything. She is giving double bird to all the haters out there, all the TMZ articles. Mm-hmm. I freaking love this from
her.
It's
a perfect time. She's clout. Her clout chasing is next level.
I don't even think it. Like, I think she's like, we're dating. This is my boyfriend. Get used to it. I'm going to live my life. And you guys can all F off.
Curtis, how long have you been covering Bill Belichick?
25 years.
Long time.
Did you ever expect that you'd see him on Instagram
No.
dressed as a fisherman with somebody who he loves in a mermaid costume posing on a beach?
The best way I can describe this when I saw it last night, it was like when Trump was reading the letter he said was from Bill Belichick right before the 2016 election. And I was like, there's no way this is something Bill Belichick actually wrote. And then it was. This was, because we all get Eric shunned, right? I mean,
Is this an Eric show?
No, it's real. And I just want to know, was it Mike Reese? Who was taking the photo?
Somebody. Well, she's being smart.
You know who was taking the photo.
Who?
It was Matt Patricia.
Oh, that's a great point.
That is a good point.
Lombardi was fluffing.
Yes, that is. I mean, she's smart. She's hit the jackpot. She's with Bill. She's going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off. She clearly loves to be all over social media.
She's not all over social media. She actually is like pretty reserved and has been like since we found out who his girlfriend was before it was public.
Right.
We were on it and I was looking at her Instagram quite frequently and she didn't post much.
She didn't post much, but now she's hit the lottery where now when she posts, it's at the front of. So that's, Courtney, you know, you've been in social media a long time. People are not really on it because when they're just regular people, they're not moving the needle. But when they are dating Bill Belichick and having Bill do things that no one would expect him to do, that then moves the needle.
I'm just saying, for a 24-year-old girl who probably cares what people think about her, it doesn't seem like she does. She's posting whatever she wants, as she should. And to think about how far we've come, like, Bill went to the Randy Moss Halloween party dressed as a pirate, and we were all like, whoa, this is crazy. To now?
I just can't believe he did that.
He's not coaching next year.
How many takes do you think there were? Like,
oh,
how
my
many
God.
Pictures yeah,
there was definitely
had to be
a couple.
Well, there were two in the carousel. So...
what's next? Is he going to rename his boat after her?
Right.
I mean, like,
one ring for you. Greg, do you think this was a reaction, or Courtney would probably have the better answer. No offense, Greg. Do you think this was a reaction, Courtney, to the Kill Bill?
Well, she went as Bill earlier for Halloween, like in his Giants cutoff. Like, she dressed up as him.
Yeah.
So, I mean... this is basically telling Linda, like, I got your man.
Especially on Nantucket.
Right.
Yeah. No, I just think, because he would, imagine him posting this and then going into a locker room the next day with a bunch of guys that are her age. Like, I don't know. I think that this tells me everything I need to know.
He's
happy.
Busting his chops.
Yeah, he's happy. He's enjoying life.
Do you think he has input on the filter that they used?
No. I think she runs.
What are you doing using that?
I think she runs his Instagram.
I want a panoramic on.
Oh yeah,
oh, God. Yeah.
Portrait mode.
Can you go to portrait mode? Go to portrait
God
mode.
God damn it! What's her name? Sarah.
Her name's Jordan.
God damn it, Jordan.
We took seven pictures.
I can get it.
Wow. That's wild. Great lead.
There you go, Courtney.
Thank you.
Great lead.
Yep.
All right, Bill.
It is a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai coming up next hour. And when we return, we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. I mean, I get it. You just said the year 1990, but that was certainly not something that I was playing on the radio 34 years ago today when I debuted as the host of the show on WAAF. That was not.
This show reaches more genres than that original
show. I understand.
Do you remember the first song you played?
No, because I had been a part of a morning show prior to that.
Okay.
So I don't really...
Who did they can to bring you in?
A woman, Curtis, I think this was her real name, a woman named Ruby Cheeks.
Oh, I saw a text that came in saying, like, I've been listening to you since the Cheeks days. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means, but...
Could mean many things.
From Ruby to Chubby.
Curtis, you have some respect today.
Ruby Cheeks is a sick name, actually.
It's
like
a radio
that
name?
Name.
I mean, a lot of
so
people,
fake.
People right. used to yeah. use fake names.
Right,
on
like
the,
Dale
on the
Arnold.
Yes, they did.
That's some classics from 1990. There's
Dale
sure
here.
There's some good tunes from
especially
1990.
In the hip hop world.
Some really, really good tunes from 1990. So, but it's a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai coming up at 7:30 or thereabouts this morning. What?
Before we get back to leads, can I just ask one thing, Greg?
Yes.
Maybe not a customer complaint, but just a recommendation to the customers. When we say, hey, if you have a song from 1990, feel free to DM me or tweet it at me or anything like that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I would ask simply, please don't send me a song from 1995 when we're asking for songs from the from 1990.
Maybe they don't have access to the internet or something.
Maybe they just took a wild guess.
What was the song they wanted?
Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise.
Oh, yeah. No, that was mid-90s, not early 90s.
Not even close to 1990.
All right, a couple leads left. Wiggy has one. I have one. Wiggy, hello. Good morning.
All right, hello. Good morning. So the probably one of the most polarizing figures in sports today, especially for the ladies, one, Caitlin Clark. And I would say this, if there's been a giant bullseye on her back for people that want to drag her. And one thing I would, if I was on her team, I say she should do, which obviously it's going to be great for you financially, but it'll also be great for you when it comes to just your reputation and help with women's basketball. The unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league that started by Breonna Stewart and Collier, they both play in the WNBA, they have really been trying to get Caitlin Clark to play for them. I think they're offering her like $1 million to do it, which is pretty good because I think the minimum salary in this 3-on-3 league, which will start in January, is like $250,000. And some of the players in the league already are Kelsey Plum, Aaliyah Boston. So it's big name players, Angel Reese. And I think it'd be a great move for Caitlin Clark to not only put more money in her pocket, but also help with women's basketball. Mm-hmm. This would be another way for them to capitalize on their popularity. She hasn't made the decision yet, but I think it would be a great opportunity for her. And then I think maybe people will, you know, her peers won't look at her in a negative way because they're trying to promote this league, which will help a lot of.
Did you say they're offering her $250,000 to do it? Is that
$1 million? Yes, $1 million.
Would she be paid more than anybody else? Would she be paid more than Angel Reese?
Yeah, like, I think so.
Isn't that going to cause the same kind of catfighting that has gone on?
I think the minimum salary in that league is $250,000, and what by her getting in, it'll just bring more eyes to it. And it's a great way for women, especially because the WNBA, we heard the whole salary structure in there, and they don't make that type of money. So
they're losing a lot of money. Am I right about that, Curtis? The WNBA lost $40 million or something last year?
They haven't in past years. There is a new TV deal that has kicked in, I think, that will kick in this next season. That should balance that out. I haven't seen the updated numbers, but the NBA did support and, basically keep the WNBA afloat.
But you were right. This year, I think they lost $40 million. I saw that story, too. It was
can they keep going with that, losing money every season?
I don't know. But that's why I think this unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league could be interesting, because I think it will be during the basketball season. It'll be the best female basketball players going against each other. It'll kind of be what you see with the Big Three, but on a bigger level, in my opinion.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line says that what Caitlin Clark ought to do is tell him to go F off.
Well, and like, they want to give her an equity stake. Why would she tell him to go F off?
They haven't treated her that well, I guess, is what the texter's saying.
Yeah, but this is a way to mend fences.
No, if I'm Caitlin Clark, I'm saying F off, and I'm taking my off season and enjoying the millions and millions of dollars that Nike is paying me.
Yeah, but how long does that last if the WNBA continues to go downhill?
There will be a league.
Right.
You think so?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
All right, Wiggy, excellent. Thank you.
You got it.
My lead this morning is a tad bit fantastical, but perhaps oddly logical the more I think about it. And it's a Friday, so who cares? It seems to me like the head coach of the Boston Bruins, Jim Montgomery, may not survive November. May not survive the weekend. In the NHL, it is they basically recycle the same 30 guys when it comes to coaches. So I would like to ask the room and those of you incredible people who are listening this morning on the radio or watching on Twitch or YouTube or listening on the Odyssey app, is it possible that the Boston Bruins would ever take a flyer
for fan excitement purposes mainly on Patrice Bergeron as their next head coach.
Whoa.
And I know it seems wild and illogical because the man has no head coaching experience, but I would point just 20 miles down the road or something to Foxborough, where you have a head coach with virtually zero head coaching or no head coaching experience and not a lot of coaching experience.
But at least several years of coaching experience.
Correct. But he was selected 5 years ago. I don't know how many years he had then.
Well, right, but he wasn't selected to be the head coach 5 years ago.
Well, I thought that's when he identified him as the head coach.
Right, but he wasn't the head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would happen mainly because I don't think Patrice Bergeron would want to do it.
You don't?
No. He has a flawless resume. You get behind that bench, all of a sudden, it's not as flawless.
Yeah, I mean, look at Mayo. Mayo is a great player here.
Right.
People loved Mayo here as a player.
Now he's getting dragged. Yeah, and his reputation is at risk.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn, I kind of love it, though. Just because, I mean, he's so close with so many guys on the team. And, I mean, you heard Jim Montgomery his first year coaching the Bruins where he said, I barely have to do any coaching because Patrice takes care of it all. Cassidy said that as well.
I would just also ask not to be, you know, the fly in the wall here, but what did he win when he was the captain?
A Stanley Cup.
I mean,
he wasn't the captain on the team that won the Stanley Cup. So he was the captain on the best team in the NHL, and they underperformed in the playoffs. So
I don't know. It's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
All right. Well, anyway,
it's a good discussion.
Interesting to think about.
I think people would probably love it initially.
It creates interest. It sells tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be for that purpose and that purpose only.
And
then who knows what you get out of them.
You
have good coaches around them, like Joe Sacco, I think everybody thinks is a great coach.
Right.
I mean, you have
Goalie Bob.
You got Goalie Bob, so I don't know. All right, anyway, they have to do something, though, after last night.
I talk to Chairman every day.
That's a game that you needed to reach down into your cup and grab a hold and win because you just needed to win that hockey game and
at least be competitive.
Lose by a goal with they said it a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.